quite
unusual.
Hello, and welcome back to the Quite Unusual podcast. I am Nicole.
And I am Noelle.
My voice just made a weird thing.
I didn't hear it.
I am Nicole.
And I am Noelle.
In case.
Sounded the same.
Yeah.
We're back, bitches. We're back.
We're back.
Summer break. School sucks. I don't want to go to school, but it's not summer break anymore. I don't know why I'm doing this. I'm going to stop doing that. I'm sorry.
Not summer break. We are off of a break.
We were on a break. What show's that from? What popular 90s show is that from?
Never seen it. Never heard of it. Never want to talk about it.
It's from Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh, that's a great show. Great show. Well, we're back and we're better than ever, baby.
We're back in the studio again.
This week we are talking about the Quiverful movement.
You mean cult?
Yeah, we're going to call it a movement, but it's really a cult. And if you watched... My dog just sneezed on me.
Really,
if you watched the documentary on Netflix called Our Father, they kind of talked a little bit about this. But before we get into our cult-filled episode of Quiverful, I do want to give a shout-out to Barefoot Cryptid Wool Cryptids on Etsy. We just had a bunch of really cute little cryptids made out of wool sent to us. And they're adorable. And they're have a little wool Mothman hanging on our mics now. Yeah. We got the Flatwoods Monster, Fresno Nightcrawlers, a little baby Bigfoot.
Lots of really super cute stuff. And speaking of mics.
Speaking of mics.
We got a new sugar daddy.
Does it sound different to you?
Does it sound like a thousand waves upon an ocean shore?
Can you hear...
Can you hear me eat this potato chip?
I want to. She wants to do it so bad.
But I'm not allowed to.
We just got new mics, so.
We got mics from Rode.
Don't mean to brag.
Thanks to our sweet, sweet babe friend Jason over at Rode. So thank you guys so much. We're officially Rode Hoes now.
Rode Hoes, thank you for hooking
Antiques
it up.
Rode Hoes. That's us. We're the Antiques Rode Hoes.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty fucking sick. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Pretty fucking sick.
This is literally when I tell you that this is my actual dream come true.
The quality is amazing.
Unlike anything. Can you hear this? That was me blinking. Did you hear that? Listen.
Can you hear this?
That was it's insane. All right, should we?
Wait, I do have one more thing before we get into the episode.
Oh yeah.
So as you guys know, we do Quite Unscripted every so often.
Do we? Maybe
we try to do them once a month, and that's just kind of like an episode where we just, no research is done. We just, it's kind of like just a chatty episode.
You can just get like weird with it. It's like whatever. Just chatting.
We always get weird with it. But we'd like you to get weird with it with us.
Get weird with us, baby.
So what we have done is we have signed up for a SpeakPipe account. So if you go to SpeakPipe, spelled like speak and pipe, .com/quiteunusualpod, and obviously we'll link this and probably shove it down your throats like 1,000 times on social media because that's what we do.
Put that in your pipe and speak it.
But if you go to that website, you can record us a little message and you can do it straight from your phone and it could literally be anything. And we might play it on our next Unscripted. So if you have like a funny question, just a comment, a funny story, or maybe a scary story.
Or like whatever. I don't know. Yeah. You just want to burp into your phone.
Send us burps. It's anonymous too, I'm pretty sure. Or you can send it anonymous. So if you want to be...
Send us anonymous burps.
A dick and say mean stuff. Or just send us anonymous burps. We'll listen to that too.
Send us mean stuff. I want you to roast us.
That would be kind of cool if we got roasted.
We should do that on Reddit.
Roast us. No, man, people can get really mean though.
I know. I want to feel something for once, you know?
Well, if you have a listener, Laura, and you like don't want to write it down and you just want to say it.
Maybe you're illiterate. Maybe Leah Michelle wants to send us one. I don't know.
You can just literally say your story and I will put it into our episode, cut it in. So yeah, it's just a little fun thing. And that's speakpipe.com/quiteunusualpod. And that's all I have for, I guess, housekeeping or things that I wanted to say. So,
okay, are we done keeping house?
We are done keeping house. If you would like to jump into this,
I wanna jump into a cult.
Hell of a Christian movement, but it's a cult.
Why? Okay, you're doing air quotes. This is a Christian. This is an audio. Movement. This is an audio medium. When you like an air quote sound. I know. When you like a, I don't know what noise does like an air quote make.
No, that's not weird. It. I don't know.
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
Because guess what? Guess what we have, guys? We have a fucking soundboard.
Oh, yeah. We got to show off.
Motherfuckers.
That's fucking right. Bitch. What's this one do?
I don't know.
Record scratch. I'm just learning these for the first time.
This one's the bonkometer.
I wonder, did that come pre-recorded with the mixer?
Yeah, it was. The pink ones are intro.
Oh, and this one is?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, but you didn't hit the button. That's just me being proud of you clapping.
You're really, really proud of me. Crickets.
I'm going to do that when you're telling funny jokes.
Bitch, the sound machine's on my side. You're going to have to reach over and I can smack your hand. That one actually fit.
So perfect. That one actually All right, fit. Let's fucking talk about a cult. Jesus mother.
All right, let's get into this cult. Okay. Jesus mother fuck me. That was beautiful.
You know, it's been a while. I don't know how to behave anymore. Okay. Okay. All right, people. Like we said, we are going to talk about the Quiverful movement.
Yum.
And I have to get something off my chest.
Okay.
This has been weighing on me.
Has it?
You already know this because I fucking wax poetic about it and I scream in the middle of my dreams. What if I did? What if I screamed in my dreams about this? Oh, God, that would be amazing. Anyways, I am obsessed with the Quiverful movement.
Okay.
I'm obsessed.
So what would you scream? Just like, Quiverful.
Damn you, Dungers! In the middle of the night.
Yeah, that would be.
But I'm like sound asleep and I look like a baby angel while I'm doing it.
And I just wake up and come to you with my pillow knife, like, what? What is it?
And stab me with it?
No, to defend you from the Duggars.
The Duggars aren't real, Noelle. They can't hurt you.
It was just another bad dream.
Yeah, I'm obsessed with 19 Kids and Counting. I'm obsessed with all the spinoffs. I'm obsessed with that show, Bringing Up Bates.
I've never heard of that one.
It's not as good.
Okay.
They also have 19 kids, but they like don't have cool names or anything.
Okay, so they're just like the Duggars, but the Bates instead. Yeah.
It's like two Doug, two Gers. It's like, who cares? You know what I mean? Like, no one gives a shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Han's not even in that spinoff, so like, whatever. No one cares. So I'm obsessed with it. I love it. I love the drama. It's like when you watch like car accident videos, like those, you ever watch those ones of like the Russian people and like they're getting into like 100 car accidents?
Yeah. Or like the cars are just, there's ice and the cars just piling up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That is how I feel when I watch these shows. I don't watch them anymore because number one, who has a fucking time for that?
Yeah.
And number two, we'll get into why no one should support them anymore.
I think it's pretty obvious if you don't already know.
Yeah. But yeah, I used to love them. There used to be like marathons on TLC every Saturday and I would like watch them and like do laundry and like it was amazing. I was obsessed. So I just can't get enough. Just like how they can't get enough of having children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't get enough of that dick.
All right, so let's talk about this gosh darn movement, shall we? I should stop swearing, so I'm just going to start replacing it.
It hasn't stopped you before, so why would you start now?
You know what? You're fucking right. All right, let's go. All right. Well, okay, in short, the Quiverful movement is a cult.
Yep.
End of episode. We're done. There it is.
It is a cult.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us.
Yeah. It's an extreme Christian theological cult centered around natalism or the obsession with producing as many fucking children as possible. I am swearing a lot. I'm so sorry.
It's all right. It's who we are.
Like I said, I forgot how to behave.
It's who we are.
Yeah, so that's a real boner killer. Am I right?
You know what else is a real boner killer? My dog growling in the background of this episode right now.
Why is she doing that to us?
She hates boners.
Oh.
See?
Oh, shit, she does.
She hates them so much.
The movement, which... Again, it feels so false to just call it a movement when it is an extremist cult, but it's called like the Quiverful movement. So I'm probably going to say that a lot.
Well, they can't really call it a Quiverful cult. I mean, they're not going to say that.
They're not gonna.
But everyone else will.
But yeah, but it's like, you know, exactly.
Yeah.
This is most popular in the United States, but it does pop up in Canada, the UK, Australia, and a little bit in New Zealand. Basically, wherever there's crazy, wacky white people, you know?
If there's a white person, there's going to be a wacky white person.
There sure is. Put that on a t-shirt and sell it.
Wacky white people.
Although the true demographics are unknown, the majority of the members are of Caucasian descent.
Of course they are.
Yeah. What kind of Asian are you? Caucasian? I don't know why I said that. The movement was born out of a simple, innocent-sounding Bible verse, if that's a thing that exists.
Nope.
That got twisted and distorted in the minds of extremists. The name and general basis for everything comes from the following verse. I've never read the Bible. I've never read any of this, so I'm going to do it in a voice I feel is appropriate for reading the Bible.
You're going to do it in God's voice?
Yes.
What God would sound like.
This is what?
In your brain.
What if God was what I am. Okay. Do I pronounce the P? No, it's Psalm, right?
Psalm.
Psalm, like Kim Kardashian's son?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Psalm 127.
Children are the heritage from the Lord. Offspring, a reward from him. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are children born to one's youth. Blessed is the man. I don't know what this voice is. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them.
They will not be put to shame when they contend with their opponents in court.
Why did your voice just change?
Because it felt like I should threaten the last part, you know?
So instead of doing it in the God voice, you used your voice, which you thought was more threatening?
Yeah, which one sounds more threatening?
They will not be put to shame.
Or they will not be put to shame.
The second one, for sure.
Yeah, thank you. That's because I'm more scared of myself than I am of God.
Well,
I don't know what I'm going to do to me. Fuck. For those that don't know, a quiver is like a little case or like a little purse or bag that is used to store arrows. The imagery of this is just, it's stomach turning to me. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm just picturing a man jacking off into a quiver and being like,
fill it with children.
See, I was picturing like a bunch of tiny children stuffed into a quiver. And they were like, help.
Why is mine so much more graphic than yours?
I don't know. Mine's pretty graphic.
The quiver was the first flashlight. You heard it here first.
That's what God actually meant, actually.
That's what he meant, yeah. So basically, they're just saying breed a lot, so much, and put all your little babies, like little tiny arrows, in a quiver and point them towards the Lord, and then shoot them unto the Lord as you would.
Shoot them unto society.
Societal. Yes, shoot them unto society. The main point of all of this, like literally, is to breed non-stop. To have as many children as God will allow. In fact, many quiverful couples truly believe that God will not let them have more babies than they can handle, which is not true about anything.
Yeah, God doesn't give a shit about how many kids. He's not like monitoring how many. He's like, let's see, Sarah, she's at 5. She's not going to be able to have 6.
Cut that bitch off. It's like when the people at Oreos like only put in a certain amount in the package and they're like, this surely has to be enough for her to eat. And then I eat 2 whole packages of Oreos and I'm like, I'm ungovernable. You cannot contain me. I feel like that's what God does, you know?
It's the exact same thing.
It's virtually identical.
It's virtually identical.
Oreos is my personal God. This is really big, like, God gives his toughest battles to his strongest soldiers vibes. Or, like, those amazing memes where it's, like, a cat and then the cat's, like, and the cat is asking God to stop giving his fastest red dots to him to chase. And God's like, but you're my fastest little soldier. And do you know those?
I've never seen that meme, no.
I'm going to send it to you.
Okay.
Okay. I'm pretty sure I have it on my phone. A famous author and proponent of the movement called Nancy Campbell of Soup fame has a book that many believe won to be the first on like the actual quiverful teachings. This is called Above Rubies. It was written in 1977, where in one passage titled Weapon Against Satan, she describes a woman's womb. Well, I'm just going to read you the excerpt from it because I can't do it justice.
Okay.
It is the womb that conceives and nourishes the godly seed who will come forth to be the light in the darkness and who will destroy the works of Satan. in this world. God is looking for an army. The womb is a powerful weapon against Satan.
Delicious.
Many women fear to bring babies into this evil world, but this is one of the greatest reasons to have children, to be the light in this dark world.
Are you saying Satan or Satan, that delicious meat replacement?
Now, I believe both of those things, if I'm being completely honest. Okay. My family, obviously, we got our money from the Campbell Soup Corporation. Love my namesake. I'm famous because of the soups. So we don't put fake meats in our soups because we believe that to be sacrilegious.
That's a work of Satan, is what
you're saying. It's a work of Satan. Satan is a work of Satan. And that is something that I will, there's a hill, a holy hill that I will die on.
Thank you. Thank you for being here with us, Nancy. You're welcome. So great to have you in the studio.
You're welcome.
Feel free to get the fuck out now.
Yeah. No, I'm going to go curb stomp some non-believers, so I'll see y'all later.
All right. Godspeed.
Wow, what a fine and normal thing for that bitch to say.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's great. Anyways, obviously, if you're looking to fill a quiver full of arrows, you know what I mean, you should probably just... like, not prevent any arrows from being born. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
Yeah, stop taking birth control if you want to get pregnant, is what we're saying here. That's what we're talking about. The quiverful people believe that God doesn't want us to take birth control, so we can just get pregnant like a minimum of once a year, like clockwork, you know?
Gross.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Which, if that's the case, I did some math for this, and I'm literally dyslexic, so all of you are welcome.
Okay. Let's see if we can follow along.
I did math for this one. Okay. So if a woman was able to have a baby every year during her reproductive lifetime,
right.
This is just averages, okay?
Okay.
She would theoretically be able to have 30 babies.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I did read that even healthy women are unlikely to stay pregnant to full term more than like 15-ish times. Like, it obviously, like, give and take for each, like, woman.
So does that mean that their babies would come...
either premature or, like, miscarriage.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you have multiple children for half of those births, just half of them, of the 15, you will have 21 plus children.
So this is, like, if you start breeding the week after you get your first period.
Yeah, not even. You can start when you're, like, 20 because we're, like, can have babies till we're, like, 40-something. If you think
so, it could be even more than this.
Yes,
theoretically.
Yeah,
but if you start from, you know.
Yes, yeah. So for math's sake, if you and I are married, okay, we're man and woman under God, okay.
The way it should be.
The way it fucking should be. It's Adam and Eve, not Adam apples and cheese. What?
What?
That's not what it's called.
What did you say?
I say apples and cheese.
I did too, I think.
You ever go to Wisconsin and they try to give you apple pie with cheese on it? It's like, I'm so sorry, but who are you working for, the Dark Lord? Because honestly, this is it's a sacrilege. Sacrilege. Okay. I like that that's her religious person voice.
Because it's the only voice that should be.
So if you and I are married and we're a heterosexual couple and we have 6 children,
okay,
as the Lord would love.
As he wants it.
Generation one is 6 children. Mm-hmm. Then our children each have 6 children.
Yeah.
That's 36 children in generation two.
Okay.
If all of those 36 grandbabies that we have 6 children, generation three will have 216 children.
Ooh.
That is 3 generations. That can happen in like 40 years time.
Yeah. You can live to see that.
Yeah.
For sure.
Generation four. Okay. This is our great-great-great-grandchildren.
Okay.
Our entire... they can have 1,296 children if they each have only 6 children, which would bring our direct descendants to 1,554.
Jeez.
And if a family has 10 children in their lifetime, if you and I had 10 babies, okay, right. And then each of those babies had 10 babies... by the fourth generation, there would be 10,000 people in our family.
Too many people.
In, like, our basically immediate family.
Way too many people.
And I just have to say that is a lot of socks and shoes. I do not know how people are affording that.
Well, most of them don't.
Yeah. Nicole will talk more about their actual belief system in a moment. Mm-hmm. But that's where the whole like insane idea comes from. Just that simple little passage in the Bible. And they're like, we should take this and we should turn this into an entire cult.
Yeah, we should just cling on to this and nothing else.
Ever again.
Literally ever again.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, what if we had 10,000 more people?
That's what this sentence means, right?
Yes.
That's what God was saying when he said that.
Someone broke out their abacus and they're like, carry the one. Okay, and we're just going to the tent.
Quiverful. Yes. 10,000 kids.
Additionally, in 1985, a woman called Mary Pride, which sounds fucking made up and sounds too Jesus-y for me to believe it's a real name.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure, like, it's illegal under the eyes of the Lord to change her name. So I'm sure she was born, like, Mary Josephine Pride or something.
They always twist and turn the words of the Bible to fit whatever narrative they want. So I'm sure she could have.
I don't think that that's true.
Oh, yeah, you're right. No.
They read the words and interpret them as the Lord
as he intends. Yeah, totally.
Stop looking at me like that.
I don't know why I said that. Why are you so stupid at me?
Blinking your eyes one at a time. It's happening. Miss Mary Pride wrote a book called The Way Home, Beyond Feminism, Back to Reality. Oh,
there goes gravity.
This told her story.
That last part's not in there.
God, what if it was?
Then I would say
somebody
Eminem
call Marshall
is a plagiarizer.
I'm really sorry if that was really loud.
Stop banging at the table. We have new mics, all right? They pick up everything.
In this beautiful book with too much punctuation in the title, she tells her story from going from a dirty feminist with antinatal ideas of happiness, which literally, that's a quote, which literally just means she felt happy never having children, to her conversion to conservative evangelical Christianity, or the right way. She wrote this in 1977, and then she discovered what actual happiness meant to her. It meant to fill the role, the biblically mandated role, of wives and mothers, as bearers of children, and workers in the home under the authority of a husband.
Gross.
That's real happiness.
That's
why I cry myself to sleep at night.
Because you don't have a husband to obey. Because
I don't have the biblically mandated role of a wife.
You're a sinner. You don't have a husband.
I guess so. It's all cool and fine and normal, and it's fine, right?
Yeah,
she claims that feminists want to rid the world of babies and take over control from the menfolk.
I mean, what's so bad about that, though?
Okay, devil woman. She thought that this was so sinful that she had to write a whole fucking book on it. Mm. Yeah. She, for the first time, coined the term quiverful based on that Bible passage previously mentioned. And then also what's so weird about it is that in the foreword, it says, mama says, feminism's the devil.
That's what Mary Pride wrote in her foreword.
That's a quote from Mary Pride.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But the person that I feel is really to blame for this whole mess is a stupid little dickwad named Bill Gothard.
Yeah, he's a...
Gothard.
I think it's
spelled got hard. So I would like to call him Bill Got Hard.
For God.
Ew. He's just an old asshole that thinks that the hierarchy of life is God is number one. I'm going to do a Southern accent, but he doesn't have a Southern accent. It just feels right.
It feels like he should. So
right?
You got to do
it. I think so too. Mm. God is number one. Men, human, mailman. The mailman is number two.
Human mailmen.
And women are third.
You could have just said men.
But I didn't. And women are third. And then last are children, because technically children are there and they have to be on the ladder somewhere.
I'm surprised children aren't above women.
Well, some children are females. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh, okay. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise, I'm sure they would be
way above.
But unfortunately, some are born female.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. He's the worst. I wish him the worst. He's still alive, and I hope he sits on a thumbtack.
Okay.
Yeah, gets it right in the taint, you know? Actually, he is a local.
What?
That's right. He's from Hinsdale, Illinois, which is a little bit less than 20 miles from here.
Oh, shit. You want to go egg his fucking house?
Oh, shit. Should we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's TP the hell out of that.
Are we... No, for legal purposes, we will not be doing that.
We have never said that. We've never thought it.
Which one's a record scratch? That's no, we didn't do it.
We definitely would never think to put my dog's shit in a bag, light it on fire, knock on a store, and run away.
I don't even know how to make fire.
We would never. We've never thought about doing that.
I would never.
Why are you guys suggesting that?
We've never said. I like. What are they putting these thoughts into our head?
Like what?
This is insane. This is crazy. We would never.
No.
Do that.
No.
No.
No. No.
But being the world's foremost geography podcast, I bet we could find where he lives.
Oh, easily. I could
if
just
we
Google
wanted,
him
but like we don't second. Want to. We're not gonna.
Yeah.
We're not doing that.
Anyways, never. We would never.
No. Do you want to talk about how Bill got hard for Jesus?
Okay. Yeah.
So Bill got hard for Jesus. What a fuck. So Bill got hard for Jesus, and he decided to receive a BA in biblical studies. Because why wouldn't you, right?
He loves Jesus.
He loves him so much. That was in 1957. And then in 1961, he got a master's in Jesus.
You can get a master's in Jesus?
In biblical studies,
he's
yeah.
a master of Jesus.
Yes. Well, he's not Jesus's master. The Lord is the master of all. But he got a master's degree in the study of Jesus.
Jesus.
Okay. Yeah. It just seems like such an insane thing to be able to like get a master's degree in. Like...
Yeah.
He technically has a PhD in biblical studies, mm-hmm. which feels disturbing and feels like a thing that you shouldn't be able to get.
Yeah, like, can I get a BA in Harry Potter studies?
Can I get a BA in fucking Huckleberry Finn?
It's basically, like, the same thing.
What is the... I've read the Bell Jar 69 times.
You have a master's at this
point.
I have
a PhD in the fucking Bell Jar. Okay? Should I... Should I start a cult? Where we all put our fucking heads in the oven?
You could.
This is getting dark.
You could.
It was after earning his master's degree that he decided to start an organization called Campus Teens, which he was running out of his house in LaGrange, Illinois at the time.
Hmm.
He bills this as an organization to, quote, help resolve conflicts between teens and their religious families.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. In 1974, this changes names to the Basic Youth Conflict. And in 1989, it changes names again to the Basic Life Principles. And then stuff starts to get like really fucking weird.
Oh, it wasn't weird in the beginning? Campus teens wasn't weird?
It was like low-key weird, like youth pastor style. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, what if?
But he's not youth pastor Kyle and he's not cool.
No. I forgot about youth pastor Kyle. Yeah. We need an acoustic guitar. All I have is a ukulele.
I have one. I have an acoustic guitar.
Okay, let's fucking have a jam sesh for the Lord.
All right.
Let's fucking
do it. Put your fucking ponytail on. Like, let's do it. Do you got a pair of Tevas? Because Pastor Kyle. Was it Father Kyle or Pastor?
I'm pretty sure it was Youth Pastor
Youth Pastor Kyle. Yeah. He wears Tevas, man.
He does, with socks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, socks that he definitely got from REI.
He, every time he poses for a picture, he throws the peace sign, too.
Shit, I do that.
You're fucking Youth Pastor Kyle.
Yes.
Your hair is in a ponytail bun right now, which is what he would do.
I'm wearing glasses. I'm wearing my Tevas. I got my socks on.
Mm-hmm.
What else do I need? I need a Bible. Somebody mail us a Bible. P.O. Box 1212, Des Plaines, Illinois, 60017. Mail us a fucking Bible so I can complete this outfit. Thank you.
Just so you can complete an outfit.
Yeah.
Nothing more.
I don't even care if it's a working Bible.
Just a book with a cover on it that says Bible and Bible. Like a cross also probably.
Bible. So yeah, he starts going from Youth Pastor Kyle to being like a real fucking creep. Like a charismatic, cult leading, God level craving sack of shit.
Dick lip.
Yeah, it's just a dick
sack
lip.
Sack of dick lips.
Ew. Just a quiver full of dick lips.
Dick lips.
He begins to focus on purity culture, and he defines basic life principles as a program to provide guidelines on marriage, women, children, medicine, and the ways to take back and fix the nation.
Okay.
Again, fine and normal. Guidelines on women. Love yeah. that. Love it. It gives outlines for what children should study in school, homeschool, because only homeschool is the correct school. It also gives weirdly detailed information on how women and girls should dress and style their hair in order to avoid sinful attention. I want to talk about what he says about how women should dress.
Oh, please do.
Because it's really fucking weird. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, this is just what he's attracted to.
So he's just saying that every other woman should just abide by his picture of mm-hmm. what of he thinks
what
women
he feels are. Like femininity should be.
Okay, let's hear it.
Right? Also, if I ever start a cult, I'm going to demand that every man in the cult dance like Sam Rockwell because that's what I'm attracted to. See how insane that sounds?
I demand every man in my cult look like Brendan Fraser.
Oh.
And actually just be Brendan Fraser. That's...
Wait, I want to hang out with Brendan.
Do you want to just have a cult dedicated to him?
Yes.
Okay.
Why don't we do this?
Let's do it.
We're doing
it. Who wants to join?
Okay, go to www.quiteunusualstartsacult.com/abrendanfraser169 for more nice. Details. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
The basis of this dress comes from a Bible passage, Deuteronomy 22:5.
Deuteronomy?
Why is it called that? What it's a stupid word.
Just a word in the Bible.
It's a dumb word.
And I'm sure it means something.
I feel like I'm not mature enough to read the Bible.
I don't... I mean...
Deuteronomy.
Why does that make you laugh?
I don't know. It's so funny. All right. This passage is... I'm going to read it in my pastor voice. Okay.
Okay.
A woman shall not wear anything that pertains to a man, for all who do so... are abomination to the Lord your God. He interpreted this as women have to wear dresses or skirts at or below the knee.
Okay.
You are not allowed to wear pants at all. You must cover your chest and arms from neck collarbone to the elbow. He suggested that necklaces be no longer than 16 inches long.
Why? What does that have to do with anything? Is a guy going to look at a necklace that's longer than 16 inches and be like, oh, I got to masturbate now. That's 16.5.
Yeah.
That's going to happen.
What if he did that?
Well, why else?
Well, I don't know.
Why else would it
Maybe
be?
Maybe he's like super attracted to 17-inch necklaces. He's like, how many? I can't do it.
Don't make that noise on this fucking podcast. I can do it. It's not going to be done.
Can you?
Yeah.
How do you do it?
I'll put it in the bloopers.
He also thinks that women should wear their hair long, and he prefers dark hair, so consider dyeing it if you're blonde.
What about redheads?
Consider dyeing it if it's not dark.
Fuck you.
And also, you should curl your hair, because that's his favorite.
Okay.
You should wear makeup, but do not, quote, stick out like a sore thumb by wearing too much. It should be tasteful. You know how, like, men are like, I love that you, like, never wear makeup. And you're like, I'm wearing concealer, foundation, powder, blush, bronzer, highlighter. You honestly think that my eyelids are blue? Yeah. Do you think that?
It's so funny that men, when men think, oh, she's just so naturally beautiful.
None of us are. We're all she-devils and bras from... Yeah. From the sewers. No, it takes a lot
to like crawl up in the morning
out of our holes. And then
we paint our faces on everything. Every woman you've ever seen that you've thought is beautiful.
We're wearing flesh suits right now.
Yep. We're just like lizard people.
Yeah.
We're all lizard people.
That's what we look like right now because we don't have to be around men. So we're wearing our lizard people.
We're like cryptids. We just look like cryptids.
That's what we are. You know? Ladies is cryptids too, you know? A woman should also act and look meek, which we know all about.
Mm-hmm.
And she should be subservient to God, her father, and her husband. The best part about all of this in my opinion, and the part that would make me actually fucking kill myself, mm-hmm. is that all of this pertains to children also. 1, 2, 3-year-old girls. Yeah, that's right. Dresses below the knee, or you're a little fucking slut.
Toddler sluts.
Yeah.
Toddlers can be sluts.
That's the new...
Why not?
That's the new toddlers and tiaras.
Toddler sluts.
Toddler whores. The homeschool curriculum consists of 54 workbooks, or quote-unquote wisdom booklets, designed to teach subjects including geography, math, science, law, and government. All of these lessons are based on the Sermon of the Mount, Bible style. The main principles are design, authority, responsibility, suffering, ownership, freedom, and success.
Wait, so authority, ownership, and then freedom, is all, they're all thrown in there?
Yeah, I'll go over like each of them and like kind of what they mean in like a second. But first, I would love to drive home how absolutely misogynistic all of these teachings are. First and foremost, man is the head of the household is something that we need to just... we got to get that out of the way. Okay. Yeah. Know it. Commit it to memory. Man number one, everyone else number not one. Okay. Women are meant to listen to and go to the man above all else. Before marriage, you go to your father, you answer to him. And once your father gives you away, which if you think about it, is like a weird practice that is so ingrained in society that like still like our fathers like walk us down the aisle.
Even like changing your last name to that of your husband.
It's all about ownership.
Like an ownership thing too, which is kind of fucked to think about.
Antiquated. Antiques roadhose. So anyways, once your father physically gives you to your husband, then you are able to take the husband's word above your father's word. But remember, God is above everyone. Because obviously your husband, who does he listen to?
God.
Yes, and John Bon Jovi. But mostly God, who, according to these teachings, is also a man.
Of course he is.
Yes, obviously. The basic life principles teaches, like actually teaches, that women exist to bear children, rear the children under the guidance of their husbands, and care for the males of the family. So even like the boy children are more important than the girl children.
Are the boy children more important than the mom?
I think so. Yeah. Because she's just like there for like breeding, you know?
Just an old breeder.
Yeah, that's all she is. Honestly, pretty standard for extreme religious groups, just like in general.
Yeah. But I think it just, religion in general is very, there's a lot of misogyny.
Yeah.
Women can't be priests or bishops, so.
Some of the teachings are just like straight fucking bonk, though. Like, this is like extreme for me, and like I hate it, and like I'm like railing against it on my inside bits. Mm-hmm. But some of them are so insane that I would like to read them to you right now.
Please do.
My favorite one is called, this is the title of this little workbook, How Are Eyelids Used for Seductive Purposes? Which teaches against the entrapments of quote unquote whoredom.
Whoredom? I love that.
The female wink.
Oh, a wink is...
You're a whore if you wink.
Act of whoredom.
Yes.
Okay.
Such an act by, quote, an attractive but immoral woman can be used to communicate lustful desires and sensual entrapments. So watch out, fellas. If a lady winks near you, you just might get entrapped.
And you just might have to start masturbating. I mean, what else are you going to do if a woman winks at you? She winked at me. She winked at me.
Oh, fuck.
I gotta do it.
Fuck.
I gotta do it.
Fuck.
Now.
My quiver's so full. Women that have miscarriages have failed to render themselves to the Lord. And that's all their fault. Men that are circumcised are more morally pure than men that are not.
Interesting.
Because, you know, sins are kept in the foreskin. I always wondered what that thing was for.
I think we can call it a for sin. No, it's gotta be. Thank you. They're cheering me.
All right. Foreskin. It was pretty funny.
That's right.
The foreskin. They keep their sins in their foreskins. The only kind of moral music is choir and classical music, but not Bach, because he was a friend of the devil. Sebastian Bach.
Why was he?
I don't know. There's a thing that's in here.
Really? I wonder what he did to make him so mad.
Well, he feels that
partied too hard.
He partied too hard. Sebastian Bach knew how to fucking party.
I mean,
Bill Gotthard says that syncopated music is, quote, the antithesis of what God desires in the life of a Christian. So don't listen to any good music except Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi's okayed, but Bach isn't.
Correct. On a scale from Bach to Bon Jovi, how much of a sinner are you?
Oh, I mean.
Also, blue jeans are ungodly.
What?
Yeah.
Isn't Not even men?
Yeah, no one can wear denim like blue jeans.
Why is that? It's so versatile.
I don't know, man. Why is any of this? Why can't your necklace be 17 inches long? None of this makes any
because
sense.
That's the sexiest length for a necklace, and everyone knows that.
Shit, you're right. My nipples just got hard thinking about a fucking 18-incher. Shut up, dude.
Don't even get me started on a 20.
No, I don't want to talk about costume jewelry. That's whoredom. So yeah, blue jeans are ungodly. And of course, the one that I actually can subscribe to, and I do agree with, mm-hmm. is that Cabbage Patch dolls should be illegal.
Okay.
Because, and I quote, they're idolatrous.
So like, if you have one, you just want to worship it?
Like a false idol. A fucking Cabbage Patch kid.
Of all of the toys,
you know,
to choose.
I don't get it. I don't understand. I do have a lot of beef with the Cabbage Patch industry.
What is your beef with the Cabbage Patch industry?
So my beef with the fucking Cabbage Patch industry is as follows, and I quote, there is a woman named Martha Nelson Thomas, who rests in peace, you sweet baby angel. She was the one that invented the Cabbage Patch doll.
Okay.
And she made them. She handmade all of them, and it was like a handicraft. She was like a textile artist.
Adorable.
And then a man named Xavier Roberts of Cabbage Patch Kid fame bought one of her dolls.
No.
And fucking mass marketed them.
What?
Made billions of dollars. She sued them, and it settled out of court for like no money.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So actually, fuck Cabbage Patch dolls.
Fuck Cabbage Patch kids.
Dude, right?
Fuck.
Yeah.
Uncreative men who steal things from women, too.
It's pretty fucked up. Like, right?
It's very fucked up.
Yeah. So I don't know. That's how I feel about all of that. I never thought I would ever agree with Bill Gothard on something.
The Clifford
but
Bowl
fuck
moment.
Cabbage Patch Kids.
Yeah.
You
I
false
agree
idol pieces of shit. That's right. The main teachings that we just chatted about before I spiraled into the sins of foreskins and
foresins,
blue jeans and Cabbage Patch dolls are as follow. According to God's design, which Bill Gothard says can be shown in, quote, a person's attitude towards himself has a profound influence on his attitude towards God, his family, his friends, his future, and many other significant areas in life. Are basically like what this was like designed to like teach you about, I guess. Mm-hmm. Number one, authority. Respect law enforcement. I wrote lawn in this. Respect law enforcement.
Law enforcement. And, very important.
And everyone considered above your station. Remember, the hierarchy is God, man, woman, and then children, because technically children, someone has to be above hamsters.
Yeah, but like children, they're like their little like weird army, you know?
Yeah, I know. That's just like the unsullied. Then it is your responsibility to God. That's like a big one. That's like number one. Like always be responsible to the Lord. That's all they care about. And then suffering, because that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to suffer. It's kind of rude, if you ask me.
He loves us, but he wants us to suffer.
He wants us to fucking suffer. Like, you know when you, like, bite into a pizza roll that you just took out of your air fryer?
Ooh,
and you're like,
so
it's not that hot. But the inside, like, burns your lip, and then you have a fucking boil on your lip for, like, 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
God wants that.
God invented pizza rolls. That's a fun fact that I don't think you knew, and I don't think you listeners did either.
To make us suffer.
He invented pizza rolls just on the sole purpose to make us suffer. Not a lot of people know that, but
That makes sense.
That's an actual true fact.
Even when I don't have pizza rolls and I'm looking for them in the store and I only want the cheese one because, you know, I don't eat pork.
Yeah, and the meat ones are just weird meat anyways.
I'm not going to eat the meat. I'm not eating the meat. It's gross. I just want the cheese ones. And they're so hard to find. Mm-hmm. That's God.
God did that too.
Making us suffer.
He mass produces the sausage ones because he knows that those are the ones that people don't like.
The combination ones are the worst ones.
Yeah. And then the pepperoni and cheese ones.
I don't want those.
I know these sell the best, but... Do you remember when they suffer?
Do you remember when they used to have ones that had green onion in them?
No.
Is that a fever dream that I've had?
I don't think God ever created those. Did Satan created those? No.
Satan put a vegetable inside of a pizza roll. Yeah. And God was like, I striketh you down.
Yeah, he put a stop to that shit because he was like, pizza rolls are my shit.
Get back into the pizza bagel category, you piece of shit.
You created fucking pizza bagels.
Pizza bagels used to be so good. I used to eat pizza. When it's on a bagel, you can eat it anytime. I used to. And now, they're not that great. I'm not going to lie to you.
Are they? I was never a fan. Oh. Never really that big of a fan.
Oh,
I was more
why?
Of a pizza
because
roll.
You love God?
I used to.
Yeah, finding a lot out about you right now. So after we're done suffering, God's like, you know what? You can't have a clear conscience unless you've suffered. Because if you are joyful in any way, shape, or form, that's a result of you ignoring your problems. And ignoring your problems, that's a sin.
Mm.
Yeah, so that's a pretty big deal for God, I guess, that you suffer. As far as ownership goes, we don't own anything at all, ever. The church and God technically own all of the possessions that you have. We are merely stewards of these possessions.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Freedom. Which is the freedom to love God. And, like, that's it.
So, like, God bought my car because...
No, you bought it and you're just keeping it safe for him.
I'd really like for him
if
to,
if he
like,
needs to borrow
pay
it...
Pay me back for that.
If he needs to borrow it, you have to give him your keys.
Well...
You're just you're paying for it, which is great. Thanks so much. But also, like, if he needs to borrow it to, like, go to Atlantic City this weekend, like, he's gonna.
He wants to take a road trip with his bros.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I guess.
And then, of course, like I said, the freedom to, you're only free to do one thing, and that's love God.
Mm.
Yeah. And eat as many pizza rolls as you want, but as long as they burn you.
Yeah. The first couple have to, at least.
It's minimally. It's like a rite of passage.
Yeah.
And then finally, success. God gives success to people that deserve it. If you're not successful, God doesn't think that you fucking should be.
Then you fucking suck, and you should just be a failure your whole life.
That's right. But maybe have more children because one of them might be successful.
Mm, redeem yourself.
That's right. And this, along with the basic rules of religious extremism, formed the bedrock of the Quiverful movement.
All right. So the core belief of the Quiverful movement is the belief that Christians should be fruitful and multiply.
You know who doesn't believe in being fruitful?
Who?
James Blunt.
Because he hates fruit.
He hates fruit. Now he has scurvy.
Oh, yeah. Fun fact. James Blunt now has scurvy.
James Blunt has scurvy.
Because he hates vegetables and fruit because he thinks that it's too feminine to eat those things.
He only eats meat because that's masculine.
Mm-hmm. Everyone who knows anything knows that James Blunt is the most masculine man.
He's beautiful.
Anyone has ever seen.
All right. I'm sorry I interrupted this, but the word fruit now will always remind me of James Blunt.
Be fruitful and multiply.
Be fruitful. Multiply.
Quiverfullers do not believe in birth control and instead leave it up to God to decide how many children you shall bear.
Quiverfullers?
That's what I'm calling them.
I feel like we need
Quiverful House.
Quiverful House.
That's the new. That's going to be TLC's new.
It's technically
reality
a
show.
Sitcom.
Mm-hmm.
Quiverful House. I love that.
Quiverful House.
It's good.
Quiverful followers believe that God will give you the correct number of children you are meant to have. So, like we said before, you basically just breed until the woman is physically, like, not capable of having children anymore.
They have a really fucked up term for this. It's called the internal growth model.
And is that just, like, basically a woman is a breeder and...
Yeah. That's that 10,000 babies we were talking about.
That's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
The belief is to be fruitful and multiply, and birth control obviously goes against that command. So they also believe that Satan is the reason for birth control and that he tricks couples into using it so that it prevents God's willed children from being born.
Can you imagine Satan being like, hey man, you ever use a condom? You want to use one? They're pretty crazy.
Yeah, so if you use condoms or if you're a woman and you're on birth control, you're technically a Satanist considered to the quiver fullers.
Hey man, you ever get an IUD? You ever get on the pill? Here's a little plan B if you want that. If plan A didn't work out for you.
Spermicidal lube?
Do you want to...
You want to do it? Or
squirt? What? You wanna, yeah, you want to maybe like prevent having a baby right now if you're not ready for it?
Satan.
That's me, the Dark Lord.
Satan.
That's me, the Dark Lord, preventing STDs.
Preventing STDs and unwanted pregnancies.
Satan.
Another part of this sick belief is that the more children you have, the more Christians there are in the world to help shove their belief. Oh, I mean, spread their belief to the world. So much so that some even believe that they are, and quote, building an army for God, which is so fucking culty and just not okay.
And God said unto us, you better fill that fucking quiver, girl, because if you are not filling that thing and you are not pointing those arrows, Katniss Everdeen, towards Satan, then why are you here? Why don't you go Peter Malark your ass somewhere else? Because this is Katniss country.
Katniss country. People who follow the Quiverful movement look to God as their ultimate birth controller.
That's insane.
They do not believe that humans should try to regulate birth at all themselves. And they also have zero concern for overpopulation or, I don't know, the ever-growing concern of climate change.
That's not real.
Brought on by overpopulation. No. They don't believe that it is because you know what they believe? They believe that God will provide.
No matter what.
No matter what.
Climate change is not real. There are four seasons. And if you cannot recognize that sometimes God wants us to build a little snowman like Elsa and sometimes he wants us to surf like Moana, then you know what? I don't know what to tell you.
And now I will read an unhinged quote from a woman named Nancy Campbell, who we spoke about of Campbell's fame.
Hates me, y'all.
Which we shouldn't, she's not actually
an heir to
the Campbell soup. Which no. That was a joke, just to throw that out there. Many of you probably know that we were joking. But
someone's like, wait, what?
Wait, I'm never eating Campbell's soup again.
I'm a Swanson's family now.
So anyways, if you remember Nancy Campbell, she's a leader of the Quiverful movement and the author of the book, Be Fruitful and Multiply.
There's no colon in that title, so part of me doesn't believe that she wrote it.
Well, it is an actual title to an actual book.
Be fruitful and multiply and maybe do some addition if you have some additional time. See what I did there?
I see what you did there. Anyways, in an interview with NPR in 2009, Nancy said, end quote, the womb is such a powerful...
That's not what she sounds like.
Okay, you're right. Fuck. The womb is such a powerful weapon. It's a weapon against the enemy. My greatest impact is through my children. The more children I have, the more ability I have to impact the world for God.
You know what? I'm just going to put this out there. As a woman of faith.
Faith.
My womb once a month is actually my enemy.
Oh, definitely. Uh-huh. Yeah, so I feel like the whole female body just like is an enemy to.
She can fuck off.
She can't fuck off. So for the Quiverful movement, it's basically just all about numbers.
It's just a numbers game, people.
Just a numbers game. How many Christians can they bombard the world with in their quest to eventually take over? Because that's honestly really what it comes down to. This movement is about filling the world with Christians.
Yeah, I don't want to say it has like light eugenics vibes, but it 100% does.
Totally does. Yeah. Members of Quiverful believe that Christian families need to start reproducing in large numbers so that Christianity will, I guess, still reign supreme and will still have its voice in society.
Right, because that's a thing we're missing.
Right. We don't have enough God.
There's not enough
in our government.
God.
We don't have
enough
God in our government.
No. The thing that's supposed to be separated, church and state. Maybe we just add a little bit more.
We need more.
What if we just had like tons more?
Right. Yeah. Well, let me read another unfucking hinged quote from our friend Nancy Campbell.
Love soup, babe.
End quote. We look across the Islamic world.
Wow, Nancy, we're going there.
And we see that they are outnumbering us as they're in their family size. And they are in many places, in many countries, taking over those nations without a jihad, just by multiplication.
Okay, I was really hoping you would say jihad, like jihad, because I feel like that's 100% how she would say
sure. So, I mean, to her and basically everyone else in Quiverful, it's a competition.
It's a racist eugenic competition.
Their whole mentality is power in numbers. And since most people aren't insane and converting people to this messed up ideology would kind of be impossible and really hard to do, they're just taking the longer route. And they're just creating their own minions to do God's bidding.
Okay, well, that's Gru's job, not this lady's job.
Well, it's the children's job. The movement is still fairly small, though only around 10,000 families. But that number has most definitely grown because this article was from 2009. So
I don't want to know how many years ago that was.
So many. That's the year we graduated high school.
I don't want to talk about it. I'd like to move on.
Yeah. And most of these families, shocker, live in the South.
No, why?
But also in the Midwest.
Well, Ohio is the South of the North.
Well, and also I was thinking maybe because Bill Gothard.
Oh, yeah, he's from here.
Is from Illinois. That's so true. There's probably a following.
Yeah. And have you ever been to Iowa?
Don't go.
Don't
Bad
go.
Things
happen in
don't
Iowa.
Go to Iowa.
Don't go.
Just
there.
Skip it.
Like altogether. Everyone that is there, call me. I'll break you out.
We'll come save you. We have a safe place for you here.
It's Chicago.
Catherine Joyce, another proponent of the movement and another author of a book titled Quiverful, colon.
Yes.
Inside the Christian Patriarchy Movement. So she says, and I'm just going to go for another Southern accent here.
I think all of them.
Just do it. They speak about it. If everyone starts having 8 children or 12 children, imagine in 3 generations what we'll be able to do.
Yeah, just if you just reverse to like the beginning of like the top of the episode, I do the math on that, so you're welcome.
Yeah. We'll be able to take over both halls of Congress. We'll be able to reclaim sinful cities like San Francisco.
I call it San Francisco.
For the faithful, and we'll be able to wage very effective massive boycotts against companies that are going against God's will.
Do you remember when Keurig was being boycotted by the Christians and they were posting videos on Facebook of them throwing the Keurig machines they have already purchased out the windows of their moving vehicles?
I don't remember that. At all.
I love a boycott, man.
God.
It's like, I already bought this and I'm going to smash it.
Fuck you, like Keurig.
You're not boycotting, so just don't buy it. That's how you boycott something. You don't break a thing you've already paid money for.
Yeah, you're just harming yourself, really.
You have to go buy another one, and you're going to get a Keurig.
Because you definitely have K-cups left over, let's be honest.
100%. And there's like, who's a competitor? Nobody even knows.
No one is.
Yeah. God, I love it.
Yeah. I mean, it's all bad shit. It's not about God and it's not about the Bible. It's about power and control and shoving their beliefs down other people's throats by building a literal Christian army. And really, the goal here is to just out-reproduce Muslims.
Yeah.
So.
I feel like it's to out-reproduce everyone that's not like an evangelical Christian.
Yep.
And honestly, I'm seeing a lot of scary parallels in what's happening to our government right now.
Yep.
With all of this.
Yeah, definitely.
So
it could be happening right under our noses.
I feel like it 100% is. Actually, I'm going to put this on my vision board, and we're going to talk about this on the...
Quite unscripted.
Yeah, because I would spiral for 45 minutes if I had the choice.
Yeah, so it's about winning and being the most practiced religion in the world, and their goal is to be able to outnumber anyone who disagrees with them. And I'm not a Bible guy, but I'm pretty sure that's not what God intended. So It should come as no shock to anyone that a majority of these families are struggling to make ends meet due to the amount of mouths they have to feed. Most of these families have to pinch pennies and rely on government assistance and what little aid they can get from their church.
It's really fucking sad.
Yeah, it isn't much. The churches aren't really, like, offering them all of these things.
Are you going to expect the preacher to not drive two Hummers?
No, God, no.
I mean, he has a weekend Hummer and he has a weekday Hummer. And if you want him to take those Hummers away, I don't know what to tell you. That seems ungodly.
But according to followers of the movement, that's not what it's about.
Oh,
it's really about a child being a blessing. Mm. And if you try to control how many blessings God gives you with birth control, you are therefore rejecting God and his blessings that he has bestowed upon you. But they also, like I said, no regard whatsoever for environmental burdens that may entail or economic burdens that you may face, because we all know children are freaking expensive.
Dude, it's insane.
Then they don't care. It's just God will provide is their motto.
Okay, but where? Like how?
There is no plan. It's just God will provide.
Fucking bonkers.
And that's what they believe.
Bonk.
Oh, and you probably already guessed, based on the aforementioned beliefs, people of the Quiverful movement are extremely pro-life.
What?
Abortion is a sin to them.
No.
Yeah, I know. Crazy, right? You would never think. Yeah. But to counter that, they also don't believe in fertility treatments.
Oh, yeah. I know all about this.
So if you have an empty quiver, sorry about ya.
Oh, no.
If you aren't able to produce children, mm-hmm. that's probably because you're a sinful whore. And mm-hmm. God forbid you even suggest. It might be because the man is shooting blanks.
He's not.
How dare you? You trollop.
You fucking whore. You dirty fucking whore. Isn't that fucked up? I want to just pause on that for one mm-hmm. second. A man is more likely to be infertile than a woman, just in general. I don't know if that's a fact, but it sounds right. And
we're going to go with it.
Do not fucking add us. Do not fucking email me, because that is true.
We don't want to know.
I'm the science guy.
We're a science podcast now, too.
So fuck off. We're a fertility podcast.
Fertility podcast.
Yeah, and they're just like, oh, well, obviously, like, he could get you pregnant, but, like, you're the one, like, your womb is, like, sinful, and it's, like, full of serpents.
Remember that one night in your senior year of high school?
Where you didn't brush your teeth before you went to sleep?
That's why you have a rotten womb.
That's why you're a sinner and you're fucking suffering.
Mm-hmm. You didn't pray last night.
Remember how, like, you haven't had any pizza rolls this year because you try to avoid them because they burn your mouth when you eat them? Yeah,
sales are down on pizza rolls, and that's a real issue for
that's God. Why you can't have a baby.
That's why you can't have kids.
So maybe fucking get your shit together.
Yeah, I mean, you just have to deal with it, because if you can't have kids, that's also God's will, and all you can do is hope and pray that God intervenes somehow. But under no circumstances may you try to do any infertility treatments of any kind. But adoption, on the other hand, is okay. And it's actually viewed as a positive thing.
You know why, right?
Why?
Because if you take a baby that was born of a sinner that may grow up to be an atheist, and you bring it into your little
converted quiver,
then it's going to have 10 to 12 children, and it's going to create more quiverful babies for the Lord.
Right. Yeah. So.
And pizza roll sales will go up.
Adoption good, fertility treatments bad.
Yeah.
If your birth is deemed dangerous and, I don't know, could potentially mean you as the mother, or should I say breeder,
broodmare,
will die, they encourage the pregnancy anyways, mm-hmm. because to them, if you, dear incubator, if you die in childbirth, that is also considered a virtuous death. And that is what God intended. So you shall be seen as a martyr.
There is an episode of, I was just telling you about this. There's an episode of 19 Kids and Counting where one of them is having a baby. They all just have their babies at home. They use midwives. All of the girls are midwives also. Like, they grow up to be them. Because, they're just, constantly breeding and, constantly, helping each other birth babies. And, I mean, pro-midwife, but if you have, a medical need, you need a fucking doctor.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
So there's this one episode where one of them is having a baby and she, starts to hemorrhage blood. And you can see the mom, Michelle, she's kind of like, well, I don't think we're going to go to the hospital. And then, you hear, I'm
pretty
sure. That was
really good, Michelle.
Thank you. I watched a lot of that show. I feel like it's one of, the cameramen or something. They're like, we need to call 911.
They're like, I'm going to call 911 if you don't.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, okay. And, the daughter's, crying and, literally, hemorrhaging blood. They also, I don't know if you talk about this at all, they think that if you have a C-section, mm-hmm. a baby born to a C-section is not born of man or woman.
So then would they just let the baby die?
No, they raise it, but it's like you cheated. You took the coward's way out. You didn't actually give birth to that baby.
You cheated.
Yeah. You didn't actually give birth to that baby.
You carried it in your fucking body for 9 months.
You didn't give birth to it, though.
A C-section is arguably worse.
Did you shove it out of your quiver?
Vaginal birth.
Did you shoot that baby out of your quiver, or did you have it surgically removed from your quiver?
Oh, God. Yeah. I did not find that in my research. That's a little fucked up. But everything is in this. So.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. But if you thought that all of the previous things that we've talked about, if you think that this is all these little Christian cuties stand for, you are wrong. They also love the patriarchy and have an authoritarian outlook just on gender roles and culture, which is also pretty on brand for these guys. Am I right?
Yeah, you're right.
Women must obey men. Members of the Quiverful movement are anti-feminist.
Feminazis, am I right?
Feminazis. It's a view that was actually highly supported in Mary Pride's book, who Noelle talked about.
Yeah, Mary White Pride.
Mary White Pride. According to Mary White Pride and the Quiverfullers, which is what we're just going to call them, a woman's sole purpose on earth goes as follows. Hand over complete control of your womb to God, for he knows best.
Obviously, a man would know what to do with a womb more than he would.
You as a woman exist solely to please your husband.
Yeah.
Bear him children, feed and take care of said children, mm-hmm. homeschool these children, obviously. And also take care of the home.
Duh.
Don't try to educate yourself, because your place is to serve your husband and your family. And they believe a woman should always be under the control of a man, whether it be their husband or a father. Women are to never disobey any man under any circumstances. Women are not supposed to work outside of the home. And if for whatever reason a father cannot find a suitable man for their daughter to marry, that woman must remain at home and help to care for their siblings and the home. And college is just completely out of the question for girls.
I mean, they would only be able to study the Bible anyways. So honestly, that's not that
big. Well, they want to keep them dumbs, so they just obey and just do whatever they
want.
Big,
barefoot and pregnant energy.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Girls tend to have a super fucked up relationship with their fathers.
What? No.
Yeah. So girls take purity pledges. And basically it says that your heart is supposed to be your daddy's until he gives you away to your husband.
Your new daddy.
And oftentimes, since the mother is usually busy tending to all of the children and trying to keep the household running, fathers turn to their oldest daughters for emotional support, or emotional incest, as one woman called it, which is just really gross.
That's pretty gross.
I mean, trust me, I talk about it a little bit later. There is also a lot of sexual abuse, but there's also emotional incest.
Yes.
Which is also equally as disgusting. Oh, and there is no tasting of the milk before you buy the cow, if you catch my drift. Premarital sex is a sin. And women are evil seductresses who will try to tempt a man. So women must be modest, and they must exemplify purity.
Watch out for those winkers, boys.
Just that, the pure sight of a 17-inch long necklace.
You ever see an elbow? Oh, yeah, baby.
Like, could you picture a dude just catching sight of, like, a shoulder or an elbow and being like, fuck, guess I gotta masturbate now.
No. It's fucking insane. It's such, like, victim-blaming, like, slut culture.
Slut-shaming, yeah.
It is fucked up, dude. Like, the man is 100% correct in every way, shape, or form. And if he does anything to step out of, like, line, if you will, she did it to him.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to be straight and narrow. She was the one that winked at him one time and wore a
17-inch
necklace.
Oh, 17.
You ever see a bitch wear two necklaces at once? That's right.
17 and 18 inches? We're talking here.
Started.
Oh, yeah.
These mics are so good. We should do like an ASMR channel.
I know. I love them. I love these mics. But just because they have strict rules when it comes to sex doesn't mean that they're anti-sex. They're actually like all obsessed with sex because it's so taboo and it's not really talked about.
Are they, do you know if they're allowed to masturbate?
I couldn't find that.
I bet they're not.
I heard that they're not, but also a man can do whatever the fuck he wants. So I was also looking, I was trying to see if like blowjobs were okay because technically.
I'm going to say no. Sex probably has to be for procreation. You'd be blowing.
Well, that's what they say, but I could not find anywhere whether or not it was like absolutely no. I'm sure if a man's like, listen, wife, do this.
Yeah.
She just has to.
I'm sure she absolutely has
to. You know, and even if she tells anyone, they're going to be like, okay, you're a woman. We don't believe you.
Honestly, she's probably like, thank God, because then I can't get fucking pregnant.
Right. The only type of sex that is allowed is heterosexual sex. Because gay sex doesn't produce babies. And what even is the point of sex then?
We've been over this. It is Adam and Eve, not apples and cheese.
And vaginal sex is the only sex allowed. There is absolutely no going through the back door, you know, because God is, he's more of a front door type of guy.
Yeah, he's got a key for the front door.
So technically, this means no blowjobs.
Right.
Because, like, you would be shooting children down your woman's throat.
Have you,
I'm
just gonna cut you off real quick. Shooting precious children down your wife's throat. Well, call me a dirty slut and spit in my mouth. That's
our new saying.
That's the vibe for the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, call me a dirty slut and spit in my mouth. I'm making that a sound on our soundboard.
Oh, and sex can only happen between a husband and a wife, and only between a biological man and a biological woman.
Well, they don't believe in trans.
No, not at all.
So you can't do that.
Exactly. And you aren't supposed to have sex for fun. The only purpose of sex is to procreate.
You have to be miserable when you have sex.
But if your husband is like, babe, I want to fuck like right now, and you're like, Josiah, it's after midnight and I have to be up at 4 a.m. to feed the chickens and start making breakfast and our 27 kids. Well, that's too bad because if the man wants it, you gotta give it to him. So I guess just be modest and pure and obey all men. Mm-hmm. But when you get married, become a sex slave for your husband is basically the message that they give girls in the Quiverful movement.
Yes. So I read a pamphlet. There's pamphlets online, the Quiverful stuff.
They have a whole website. I think it's like quiverful.com or something.
Yeah, it's like .org. So that like they don't have to pay
terrible.
For it or something.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Where's he going with this? Oh, it said that if you do not give sex to your husband when he wants it, if you are not there to lay down for your man when he needs you to lay down for him, he may step outside the marriage, and that is your fault if he cheats on you.
You
are the sinner if he cheats on you.
You're a sex slave, basically. This is what it comes down to.
It sounds like you're like kind of enslaved for a lot of things.
Oh yeah. I mean, being a woman in this movement is not very great.
I don't recommend it.
No.
I don't.
So it's no shock that these fucked up views on sex and sexuality lead to unhealthy attitudes towards sex within the community. So, like I mentioned before, sexual abuse is abundant within the community. But as you probably guessed, These cases are rarely ever reported, and if they are, the blame is laid on the victim instead of on the male offender, because remember, the man is always right. It is not uncommon for a young lady to be molested by her father or her brother.
It's extremely common.
It's actually extremely common, and the women are always silenced and the men are never punished.
Yeah.
Parents are extremely strict with their children, and not just when it comes to dating. All activities are controlled by the parents and must also be up to God's standards. So everything must be Christian approved, books, music, and if they're even allowed to watch it, TV. But it all has to be like God shit, you know?
VeggieTales.
Yeah. But they aren't allowed to listen to music that makes them want to dance because, God forbid, they have fun and, like, I don't know, a dude gets a boner once, you know?
This is the plot of Footloose.
It is. It totally is.
I couldn't stop thinking that when I was like, oh, no syncopated music. Why? You might get your toe tapping?
Where's Kevin Bacon when you need him? Am I right?
Bacon is for sinners.
Clothing must be appropriate for girls, especially. Modest, no jeans, no short hair. Drugs, alcohol, and anything fun, really, is just not allowed. Hanging out with outsiders, a.k.a. anyone who doesn't follow Quiverful's set of fucked up rules, is very frowned upon.
So, like, a lot of things are incestuous, it seems like.
Oh, yeah. That's why there's so much abuse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And worst of all, and in my opinion, worst of all, they do not believe in, nor do they celebrate, Halloween, which is honestly blasphemous.
You're blasphemous because Halloween is
the greatest holiday, there ever was.
Of the devil. All right, so when I was in elementary school, we went to different elementary schools.
Yeah.
But
maybe y'all know, though.
Yeah, there was a girl whose dad was a pastor.
Was it?
Yes, it is. So she wasn't allowed to celebrate Halloween, and we had like parties and stuff, like costume parties. Mm-hmm. And I remember the teacher would give her like a little like pumpkin headband or whatever, and she like had to leave it at school because it was like sinners.
Pumpkins are also satanic.
I'm so sorry.
People are
jack-o'-lantern, that's a false idol.
Okay.
Don't be ridiculous.
Well, most Quiverful families believe they should be self-sufficient, which means no government assistance. So, like, even if you're trying to raise 12 kids on one man's $50,000 salary.
I cannot survive as a single human being with two cats on a fucking low salary.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's, I don't understand. But they don't believe in government assistance, so they tried to do it all on their own. And like Bill Gotthard for Jesus teaches, almost all children are homeschooled, so they aren't exposed to other children who don't follow the path. Or so they don't, I don't know, learn about like actual real science and then discover how the world really works and like think for themselves. You know?
Either God created dinosaurs or dinosaur bones were planted by scientists to try to throw us off track.
Exactly.
God is testing us.
Evolution does not exist. Okay.
Evolution.
Quiverfullers also love homesteading,
ooh,
which I know you have a big bone to pick with.
Yeah.
But because, like I said, they love being self-sufficient. And honestly, most families are living in poverty because of the amount of children that they have. So for most of these families, it's also kind of a must.
Can I spiral for 2 seconds?
Spiral away, Meryl.
Okay. Yeah. So homesteading. In theory, I love it. Okay. Do I love a farm? Yes. Am I a horse girl? You better fucking believe it. Do I love a chicken? I've been known to.
You love a chicken.
100%. Do I can veggies? Do I grow veggies?
We have a garden. We love our garden.
Are we basically like homesteaders light right now?
Kinda.
No. We're not. You know why? Because homesteading is this weird fucking thing that's happening again. Mm-hmm. It's like this movement. Movement. Where have we heard that term before?
It's like an Instagram movement.
It's a fucking cult that's happening again. And it's because there's this weird fucking push to like evangelicize like the fucking nation again. Mm-hmm. And like, look, they want to get rid of birth control. They want to fucking take away rights from women. Mm-hmm. They want to take away rights from minorities. They want to get rid of like LGBTQI, like
all of these fucking rights that we have as people that we've moved forward in the fucking, like, modern society, mm-hmm. they want to revert it back to what it fucking was.
That's why they're building an army.
That's why they're building a fucking army! Mm-hmm. And it's so fucking scary because I see all these girls, these smart, so smart women with, like, mm-hmm. fucking bachelor's degrees and, like...
Beautiful women.
Beautiful fucking women, okay? And they're out there and they're like, we're starting a homestead. And it's called, I feel like I'm going to accidentally name a real fucking homestead.
Just do it. It's Who cares? Called
Pigeon Pear Farms. mm-hmm. Why? Because I'm pear-shaped and my husband, he loves my peach. if you know what I mean.
Olives Grove.
Some fucking bullshit like that. And they're like buying pigs and raising them and only like squash feeding them. And then they're fucking slaughtering these mm-hmm. pigs.
And they're putting them to their kids.
Hundreds of thousands of pounds of meat into fucking freezers. And they're canning beans and they're buying CSA boxes and all of this fucking shit in this guise of like making like this world of like
being self-sufficient.
And it's not. Yeah. If you are buying 60 pounds of string beans from Mariano's, that's a grocery store chain. I don't know if you guys have that nationwide. Mm-hmm. If you fucking are buying 60 pounds of peas from Amazon Fresh to can yourself, mm-hmm. you are not only not self-sufficient, but you are taking away resources from other fucking people. And it's just like this huge fucking thing that drives, I don't know if you guys can tell.
It's trending. It's like a trending thing that for some reason women... It's highly educated women are like trying to do, and I'm like,
I get it. I don't want to work. I get it. I want to fucking live on a farm in the middle of the wilderness.
I would love to do that. Do I want
it?
Work.
Yes. Am I going to call it homesteading and say that my husband is the fucking leader of my household?
Fuck no.
Fucking kill myself before I would do that. And I know I just like went off so fucking hard and like screeched into everyone's ears, but I haven't ranted in a long fucking time. And
it's been a while. It's been a while.
And it's just
been a while.
It just has this like nefarious feeling to me, and I'm afraid that this is what it is spiraling into.
Yeah.
It's like hashtag boy mom. Okay, well, yeah, because
usually
get it. You
usually
have children.
It's also like highly religious people too that are the ones homesteading.
And it drives me fucking nuts. We know people that are doing this.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. it's like, I get it. But you are doing it because you are feeding into the fucking patriarchy because that's what your husband is wanting you to do right now. And I don't know, just like if you have like some time and you just want to be as angry as I am right now, just search hashtag homesteading mm-hmm. on Instagram.
And you'll want to fucking blow your brains
and
out.
And you get your family's vomit/popcorn bucket next to you and you get ready because you're going to want to vomit up.
Sharpen like a pencil really, really, really sharp because you're mm-hmm. going to want to stab it into your eyes.
Yes.
Each one.
Each one
individually
back and forth it's gonna be crazy like, yeah mm-hmm.
so anyways
let's get back to it.
Children are put to work around the house at a very young age because household chores are a must. Also, mostly because there are so many freaking people and everyone has to do their part in the house or else it would just be a pigsty. And like I mentioned before, sexual abuse happens a lot. And since followers of the Quiverful movement don't like outsiders intervening, these instances very rarely, if ever, get reported.
Yeah, or it's like an internal investigation. They're like, mm-hmm. oh, I'm sorry, he did nothing wrong.
Exactly. And obviously, like with any group, some people follow these guidelines very strictly, but there are more lenient members of the Quiverful following. Not to say that these people are any better, because honestly, the whole movement cult is just very cringy. But I just want to be clear that not all people are as radical and severe as what we are describing. I'm sure there are some Quiverful members who do believe in fertility treatments and believe rape is bad.
No. Maybe. Definitely. And if they do, they're hiding that information from their husbands. And also, I do have to say, because I just fucking went hard, mm-hmm. there are some homesteaders out there that are fine and they're not doing this for fucking stupid Jesus reasons or whatever. And it's not always about the patriarchy. Sometimes maybe people just want to live on a farm.
I mean, we're people and we have opinions. That's just what it is. Don't get mad at us for that. We understand that there are people who aren't as crazy and radical and all of that too. But if you are homesteading and you have an Instagram account, just know that I fucking hate you.
Yeah.
Like just gonna throw that out there.
So much.
So much. But anyways, I think the most frightening thing just about this whole movement is that it doesn't just fall under... No.
She's honky.
No. It's that it doesn't just fall under one specific Christian denomination. So it's not just like radical Mormons or Protestants. Mm-hmm. It could literally be anyone who's a Christian and loves Jesus.
Like if you're getting hard for the J-Man, mm-hmm. you probably love this.
The Quiverful movement does not discriminate as long as you are a Christian. Mm-hmm. So it could be it could be your fucking neighbor. It could be Chad.
Not Chad. I'm going to go beat Chad up.
And since the whole goal of the movement is to procreate and spread your Christian seed, there is really no way to tell how their numbers are rising and how many Quiverful followers are becoming people of power.
A lot.
I mean, like we said, for all we know, Quiverfullers could actually be behind the overturning of Roe v. Wade. And honestly, it would make a lot of sense if they were.
They absolutely are. I have names that we will divulge next episode.
Mm-hmm.
Because this went way too long.
This was a lot of we had a lot to get off of our chest.
I'm sorry. Because I've been so cooped up in my little homestead chicken coop. I needed to let it out, you know? I needed to fucking shoot my shot into a quiver for God.
We had to get chatty. We planned on this being one episode, but we do have a lot left. So we're going to cut it here.
Yes. Next episode, I'm just going to fucking rattle off a list of all the people that you think in government are Quiverful, but mm-hmm. I'm going to confirm that for you. And Nicole's going to talk about some people that have left.
Yes.
And then we're going to talk a little bit about the Our Father thing.
The Our Father documentary.
Because, wow, is that upsetting.
It is a doozy.
It's upsetting. It's a fucking doozy. Baby back ribs.
So, as always, if you guys have any listener mail or anything mm-hmm. you want to send our way, you can send your listener lore to quiteunusualpod@gmail.com or you can honestly just record it at speakpipe.com/quiteunusualpod.
If you want to say hi to us, we are on all the social medias. We're on Facebook, but like, do you ever check Facebook?
I do, usually.
Thank you for doing that for us as a family, because I hate Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're popping on Twitter. We have an OnlyFans. You guys can slippery slide into our DMs. I want you to take your arrow, and I want you to slippery slide it right into our quiver.
Put it into our quiver.
And I want... We just come say hi. It's kind of nice. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Instagram, whatever. We're at Quite Unusual Pod on like everything. Mm-hmm.
And you can leave us a review, too, on Apple. And you can also review us on Spotify.
Yeah. And of course, if you would like to support us with your dollar bills, you can do that on Patreon. We have a patreon.com. If you didn't know,
we have a patreon.com.
Patreon.com. It's patreon.com/quiteunusualpod, or you can just search us.
Yeah. And we actually have quite a few members.
Because we haven't recorded in a really long time.
So welcome to Denise B.
Welcome to Johnny W.
Welcome to Catherine W.
Unrelated.
Unrelated.
Welcome to Jeff. My name is Jeff S.
And welcome to Alex C. Thank you for joining the coven.
Thank you. Let's fucking call this bitch.
Should we? Oh, it's been so long since I've said this.
I gotta go put on my long necklaces for the Lord. Mm-hmm.
And as always, remember to celebrate the strange
and keep it unusual. Bye. I'm gonna go.